Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson. Today, we will be discussing USC versus San Jose State, recapping that game and giving you a preview into USC versus Stanford. So a lot to talk about today. Make sure you stay tuned.
Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Pac-12 fans? We have a special guest joining us today, and it is none other than Locked On Trojans host, Lauren Jones. Lauren, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Cindy. It was a really nice holiday weekend, and USC got a win, so that always brightens my spirits, and I'm excited to talk about it.
I know that's right. Okay, so first, for anyone that doesn't know, Lauren will be hosting. Is it Locked On Trojans or Locked On USC? Do you know yet?
I believe it's Locked On USC, but I will get back to you on that.
Okay, well, either way, she will be hosting that podcast. So for all you Trojan fans, you will have a special podcast, you know, dedicated to the Trojans only. She will be bringing you guests, at weekly news, everything going on with the Trojans from football, basketball, maybe even some other sports. You never know. Lauren, for anyone that isn't aware of who she is, a long list of things. I don't even know where to start here. A reporter out of LA. She is a USC alum. She has worked for the Drew League, Uninterrupted. She's covered the Lakers and for the LA Sentinel, Chargers and Rams as well. Like, oh, the list goes on.
Thank you.
The list goes on. She deserves her flowers, but you do have a veteran reporter in your presence, and she will make sure you Trojan fans are fully taken care of. So do not worry. We have a great staff here with the Locked On Network, and I can't wait for Lauren to join us, you know, getting ready with her first show. We're not quite sure when it's going to start, but the beauty is we can have her on here to talk USC Trojans, and we have a lot to talk about because it was USC season opener versus San Jose State, a team that, you know, San Jose State seems to play Pac-12 schools quite often, especially USC and UCLA, and they're a decent opponent, you know what I mean? But
it was their best hit every time.
Right, but it was good to see that USC took care of business because a lot of schools were unable to do so this weekend. So
yeah, it was a tough weekend for the Pac-12.
It was. We were talking about it yesterday with Brian Brown from Locked On Utes, and it was the good, the bad, and the ugly, and there was a lot of bad and ugly. You know what I mean? So we're going to have to turn that around, Pac-12. But at least USC is doing what they need to do. The college AP rankings came out this week, and USC is at 14. So they're still holding on strong, making sure their presence is known in the college football, you know, land, and we don't have to worry about them. So let's start off with what you felt like USC did well in this game, because obviously there's – going to be some negatives to talk about, but, you know, let's start on a positive note here.
Well, I mean, I think the score indicates that, you know, the 30-7 win over San Jose State, I think it really just shows you how in control they could have been, and it really could have been an even crazier blowout, but I think there was this kind of stretch in between, you know, the first quarter and, you know, that the last of the game in the final quarter, that there was just this stretch that they couldn't really figure it out or get it together. They were holding on to that 10-0 lead, and they came out the gate swinging, which looked really great. You know, they got into the end zone early, which was a great indication of how the game was going to go. But I think after that, there was kind of a lull period where you saw, you know, quarterback Keydon Slovis kind of struggle a little bit, the offensive line struggle a lot of bit. And so that kind of led to that dull period. But, you know, ultimately they were able to, you know, take home that win, open the seasoner, you know, looked beautiful in the Coliseum from what I saw on TV. You know, with a really sunny win over San Jose. So a lot of bright spots. I think the fact that Keydon Slovis didn't have any turnovers within the game was a huge benefit to, we've always had a slew of quarterbacks for the last few seasons where, they've had to kind of plug and play. And so I think he showed well with that. The defense held their own. They held it down, limiting the San Jose State Spartans to just 7 points, one touchdown. So that was a great indication as well. And, Clay Helton is in his sixth season now with the Trojans. And so I think for him to come out with a season opener win that was not a nail biter, because sometimes we've had those in the past against, weaker opponents like a Hawaii or such, it's a good start to the season. I think it's a good start to the season.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. We have more to talk about with Lauren. So much going on with USC. I will say, like you said, it was good to see that Keaton, it's so difficult. I mean, like, I want to do it right, but like, sorry, yeah. I don't say it enough. But he was the only signal caller to play, and that was, like you said, a good indication for USC, because sometimes, like you said, it's multiple people in there in that position. But yes, more to come from Lauren. For those of you that, may struggle with sweating, and it's still kind of hot, and it happens. It's still kind of hot in summer months. There's a product for you, and it's called Sweat Block. It's doctor created, doctor recommended, works for up to 7 days per use, and it's a dry shirt guarantee, which means if Sweat Block doesn't keep you dry, you can get your money back. It's a great product. It's stronger and more effective than most clinical antiperspirants. You simply apply it at night before bedtime, go to bed. Next morning, you wake up, wash, and go about your day without worrying about sweat. The Sweat Block line has multiple products, from deodorant to antiperspirant wipes and some other fun stuff that, would be very helpful for you. You don't have to worry about, like, when you go out trying to be cute with your friends, now you have this big old sweat stain because you've been partying too hard or it's too hot outside. You don't have to worry about those things. Sweat Block has you covered. And I know it sounds too good to be true, but I've used Sweat Block and it does actually work. And I have, I'm a little heavier sweater. I was an athlete. It happens. It's natural. So if you or someone you love is dealing with this, you have to check out Sweat Block. Get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON, or at Amazon and CVS. Now, your girl is always trying to look out for you, help you save money whenever you can. So I have to put you on game with rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So you can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, and even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Their prices are reliably low for every customer, and they have everything you can need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. The best part about it is there's stuff for, like, if you need to, just buy a part and take it to a dealership to put in for you, or you know how to do it yourself, this is the place you want to go to for sure. RockAuto.com will make sure to give you the best prices and, also save time. So RockAuto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Okay, Lauren, got to get all that out the way. I think you're on mute. I think we got you muted.
I need to look up Sweat Block for sure.
Yes.
I'm like, that sounds like something I could use, especially when I'm going back and forth from LA to Texas. That heat hits different. So
Facts. And it's still summer, like, in both of those, states for a long time. Like, it extends deeper into September.
Well, into September,
right. So yes, I say check it out. It really works well. Okay, so we talked about USC's positive, and you mentioned a little bit of the negative. When we talk about that stretch of time that they had where it was, like, a little rough, what were some of the major key points that you think that they should be focusing on in, like, practice this week ahead of playing Stanford?
Well, I mean, I think that like we said, there were a lot of positives to, you know, what we saw in that opener, but one of the glaring, you know, issues was the offensive line. And, you know, without a good offensive line, a quarterback isn't able to do what he needs to do to get to his receivers, make his plays, et cetera. So in my opinion, that needs to be the focus this week. I mean, the left tackle, the, you know, guards, the all everybody just get it together.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of young guys on that offensive line. And so obviously they're figuring things out and having to gel and make adjustments to the college game. But I think, you know, the vets on this team need to really kind of step up and have that vocal leadership this week and just let them know, hey, we need you, you know, to have success throughout four quarters, not just, you know, half the game or whatever have you. And when you get into the deeper part of the schedule where you're going against, you know, the UCLAs, who look really good on defense, you know, that will be a concern. So,
yeah, I think
that's one of the major things that should be a focus in practice.
Yeah, offensive coordinator Grant Morrill admitted, like, there wasn't a ton of the playbook installed in this game. So I wonder if going down the line and going up against an opponent like a Stanford, we will see more of that. I will say this, that we didn't see the best of Stanford in this past game. But, you know, people prepare differently for different opponents, right? You know, and knowing that you're going up against a USC, it's going to be a different game.
Absolutely. I mean, this is always, you know, the weekender, if you are a USC student, you drive up, you know, this is going to be at the Coliseum, but it's always one of those games that you have kind of circled on the calendar because you know Stanford's going to give you fits, and they've been, you know, well-coached and really good for a number of years, and although they don't look like the Stanford as of last, they do still have a lot of talent on that roster. And as you said, when you're, it's like when you play the Lakers or any other, you know, big team in Los Angeles, you know, I feel like players come out with a different energy and they really want to rock the Coliseum. So, you know, I think it will be a really good matchup. You know, 7:30 on a Saturday is going to be, you know, good vibes. And I know that the Trojan family is going to be strong and come out and support our team. It looked like they had really good numbers for that first game. But yeah, I think the people, I'm not afraid. I think that my prediction is still standing strong from the last time you had me on, Cindy. I really do think they're going to have a pretty good season. So we'll see what happens with Stanford. But
yeah, here's the thing, like with USC, even if the wins don't look as pretty, a win is a win, right? Like, yes, we want them to look beautiful and we want them to be super competitive and, you know, actually blow out everybody. But reality is like being able to pull off the win at any cost is what matters at the end of the day. So at this point, like you said, a few things that they need to work on, get it done this week. I hope that one major thing they'll do is find more targets. Keaton, there you go, Keaton. Yeah. You know, because Drake London was someone he targeted 12 different times. Yeah, favored it for sure. But he has other options.
Weapons.
Definitely. So we would like to see more of those in use and just getting more people involved in the play. But I think, like you said, that will come as they evolve the playbook and actually put it to use.
Yeah, I mean, we're not short of talent, you know, at the receiver position, running backs. I think that there are some really talented guys, tight ends. So I definitely agree with you that that will be a key. And I think that they can score more given that they do have those options.
For sure. Okay, so coming up next, we'll dive into a little more of that Stanford versus USC preview with Lauren. We're having a great time having her on for sure. For those of you that are into betting, though, dang it, betonline.ag is where you want to bet. There it is. I have to find my notes sometimes.
That's great.
No, really, though, it's that time of year again.
Dang it? Okay, I'm going to bet online then.
No, for real, though. But betonline.ag is the place you go. It's easy to bet. It's literally your number one spot for pro and college football action this season. You can get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. It equals make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25. But this is for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. So BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. And also make sure you use that promo code LOCKEDON. There's always some perks, some things you can get. We have promo codes for you galore. So take advantage of it.
Awesome.
Okay, so now, you know, we're getting to that part of we got to kind of focus on next game. Last season, last weekend's game has come and gone. It's in the rearview mirror. Like, it was great to see USC opening up, saw some great things, saw things they need to work on. Going up, up against an opponent like Stanford is a little different. For one, it's Pac-12 play. They're already in Pac-12 play, which a lot of other Pac-12 schools aren't going to see quite yet. They're still, you know, playing non-conference teams. And then, you know, Stanford and USC, it seems to be like that's one of those, it's a rivalry. It's not the USC-UCLA rivalry and, you know, Stanford-Cal rivalry, but it is a rivalry.
It definitely is a rivalry.
Yes.
It's that NorCal, SoCal, little bit of beef, you know. It's like a soft rivalry. It's like Warriors and Lakers, you know. We still have a little bit of, it's a little bit of beef.
Just a little tag. What would you say from knowing about that, right? Because you're a USC alum. Like, mm-hmm. the energy surrounded around this game, without even thinking about, you know, this year's players and whatever, just the history behind
it. It's always, like, hyped. I mean, this game, you know, both teams' fans definitely show up in great numbers, obviously, due to the pandemic. There will be a little bit of limitations on, you know, that atmosphere. But, you know, it's the tailgating before the games. It's, you know, seeing the Cardinals in the tree running down the field. I mean, it's like all of these very, you know, visual fun things, and it's a great atmosphere every time. So I've traveled to Stanford to watch some of the games when I was in college and after, and you know, I definitely can always remember when they come to us. You know, our players have a different energy, and just, you know, they're like, yeah, we got to take them down. So I think it's going to definitely, from that standpoint of it just being a, you know, one of the games, like I said, people, you know, kind of circle on their calendar who are Trojan fans and Cardinal fans, that it's going to be one of those ones.
Yeah. The Trojans have actually won 40% of their past 15 games versus Stanford. So it's been six times. Stanford has gotten them the other nine. And I want to say, looking at this and looking at the odds right now, everyone's favoring the Trojans. You know, the Trojans are going into this game 1-0. Stanford 0-1 after losing this Kansas State on the road. They're going to be on the road again. And playing in the Coliseum is not easy at all for opponents, because USC shows up and shows out. It's right across the street from campus. It's easy to get to. And then LA just loves football, period. So whether they're actual students or just, you know, Trojan fans, like, the Coliseum will be packed.
Yeah, I think from a playing perspective, it's also great because this is not Slovis's first rodeo against Stanford, and that oftentimes does impact, you know, kind of sometimes the moment can be too big for, you know, young players. But he was subbed in for JT Daniels last time around and, you know, completed 85% of his passes. He was super, you know, poised against, you know, the Cardinals and their defense. And they ended up getting a win over Stanford last year. So I'm banking on that, you know, momentum to continue now. You know, you've had some practice under your belt. You've gone through the test run, you know, and come out victorious. So I have faith that he'll have the confidence to pull out another great game and get us to 2-0 after this week.
All right. Well, we are looking forward to seeing how this goes. I am biased as a former Trojan, but at the same time as the Locked On Pac-12 host, we're just going to see how it goes. We got to be realistic here, though. We got to be realistic. There we go. There we go. I'm excited, though, to see how the Trojans there, you know, if they're going to keep going at this rate and, like, you know, we need this good record.
I think we have the rankings, you know, early in the season, because I always feel like it's a little premature for our teams. And then halfway through the season, you just kind of see it just dwindle down to, oh, we're not ranked anymore. So right. I'm just hoping that, you know, that number 14 doesn't go to anybody's heads and that they go out there, you know, with the same energy and take care of business, you know.
Probably. Yeah. And if anything, with the desire of wanting to keep climbing, right? Because one thing we continue to talk about is we want the Pac-12 to have more presence in those rankings and in college football. So when it comes to, you know, those national games and those,
all of that.
Like, we need to be considered as actual, like, competitors and just have more options, you know, for that on a national scale. So right now there are five teams still in the college rankings. Somehow they're holding on out of the Pac-12, I mean. So let's just hope that either we can get some more in there or these, the ones that are in there, keep climbing. That's all we can hope for.
Yes.
For those of you that are interested in betting and need to know more info about betting, check out the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You can get your daily picks, your blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. And then follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app and be on the lookout for the Locked On USC podcast coming to the Odyssey app and wherever you get podcasts. You can follow on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12. You can follow me at _CindyRobinson and then the lovely Lauren Jones at Lojo Media. You definitely will want to tune in. Once her show gets going, she will be very Twitter heavy. Football is here. This is her stuff, okay? She will be bringing you all the during the game, all the news you need to know. We actually may have Lauren take over the Locked On Pac-12 Twitter during a USC game. So just be on the lookout for all of that. We're happy to have you on the team, Lauren. And
thank you.
Obviously we'll have you on more, like, basically weekly to talk USC and give us all the latest news. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure, Cindy. We go back like two flats. So
You already know. Okay. Other than that, make sure you stay locked on the Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.